Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
All right, we're going to see if you're normal or not. Everybody can play this game, even if you're driving today. It's going to be a lot of fun. So if you were asked to visualize an image, let's just say, and we're going to have fun, we'll do the reveal here in just a second. Just any image you want to think of right now, just think of it. And
Any image,
just like in your mind. It could be anything.
What are we thinking of again?
An image, just anything in your mind.
Anything.
Can you imagine something in your mind? Maybe you have to close your eyes, so don't do that if you're driving.
Why is it when someone tells me to do this, my mind goes blank?
I don't know.
Mine didn't go blank, but I'm not sure I can talk about what mine was.
But we don't want that one.
Okay,
now.
So I got to switch my image.
Yes.
So it needs to be like a family-friendly image.
Yes, it can be any image, though.
Okay, I just thought of something stupid to think of something.
Okay, so what was your image, Cato?
Well, only because you mentioned it earlier, a Bloody Mary.
A Bloody Mary, okay. And then you had that in your mind.
One.
You could visualize that and you had
it
in your mind.
I could taste it. With the bacon on top and the pickled okra and the celery and the olives.
Tom, what was yours?
Well, Tori's went blank, right?
Yeah. Well, did you have one? Did you find one?
Pass.
Okay.
I thought of a Sea Ray boat going through the water and the water spray flying up beside it and maybe someone skiing on the back of
it. Wow. That was
and I was
very
driving.
Detailed. Yeah. And I just thought of a can of Spam. I don't even know why.
Hey, you had something, though.
I was hoping maybe this was a game show and I was going to get whatever I thought of.
The Spam jelly was splashing up out of the can over the side.
They would bring out behind these doors. Hawk would get a can of Spam jelly. Cato could get a Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Tori would get nothing. I would get a boat.
There you go. Well, it didn't work that way.
No, it didn't. I was afraid of that.
If you were asked to visualize an image of something in your mind, 59% said that they had a realistic image in their mind. Yours was very realistic. Cato, yours was realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And mine was realistic. I think Spam's real.
was it cartoon or was it an actual photographic?
No, it was.
Because that may be what they're saying.
That's what they're getting to. So 59% of people normally think of a realistic image.
Tori, was your image of nothing realistic or was it cartoon?
It was a white room. Like a padded white room.
Okay. That makes more sense.
Mm.
Yeah.
So your normal, I guess, 59% say realistic image. 15% simplify the image into like what Tom was saying, a cartoon or a drawing.
How many of them came up with a white padded room?
No one. Oh, well, 9% said a very simplified image, like a basic color or a geometric shape.
And I had a really snug coat on, too.
Mm, I bet you did.
Yeah. You up a size.
What?
No. Go up a size.
Not that one, you don't.
Would you say your ability to generate images in your mind is above average, average, below average, or not sure?
I would say, based on what I found here, above average.
Yours is above average, yeah. 34% of people say theirs is above average. 54%, Cato, probably you and I, would say they're average when it comes to the ability to generate that image.
Yeah.
And then, Tori, 6% below average or not sure.
Yeah.
They said 6% is below average and then 7% is not sure.
If I'm not put on the spot, then I can do it. I don't know why, but when someone's like, think of a happy place, my brain just clears out. It's okay. Like all my brain cells go running.
When you even said happy place, I thought of waterfalls or a little brook, babbling brook.
Thought of the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, or a meadow, a calm meadow.
You're talking about being above average and all. Mm-hmm. Mine was actually a PNG image instead of just a JPG, so it was higher than average.
You really stopped the whole conversation to go back to that.
I'm just saying, it was a very clear
You're dying
image.
To tell us this image.
No, it's just that's the high quality image.
Okay.
You asked if we were above average or not. I used a ping image.
Yours is more like a GIF because it was moving.
It wasn't actually. Mine was still. It was just a shot of that thing.
How many pixels was your image?
Exactly. It was over about 30 megapixels.
Okay. Kato's was a little blurry because of his Bloody Mary.
Not at first.
It got blurrier as you were thinking about the image.
Much. I need a Bloody Mary now.
Okay. Dang. And they say if you were asked to visualize an image of something in your mind, would you say that you can typically hold the image in your mind as long as you like, hold the image in your mind for a short time, or hold the image in your mind for only a brief second?
Okay, this one I can answer because my ADD, I'll be like, oh, I'm in a meadow. Oh, is that a field mouse?
Okay.
Where are you going, field mouse? Look at this hawk over here. Uh-oh, this is getting bad.
Yeah, you got ADD.
I do.
Yeah.
I still have my image. I'm thinking about where I could go get one as soon as the show's over.
I'm still thinking of mine, too. I still see that boat.
Yeah.
Sea Ray. It's a blue boat. It's on the water. It's still there.
Well, 37% of people hold the image in their mind for as long as they like or say they can. 40% hold it in there just for a short time. And 8% hold the image in their mind for only a brief instant.
I jumped on Tom's image.
Oh, did you?
I pictured myself on the boat getting beat all up because those boats, they rip you when
you
hit the waves.
Oh, my God. You jumped on my image, and I saw you on the boat drinking the Bloody Mary.
My Bloody Mary splashing all over your boat.
It's all right. It'll wash off.
If y'all hungry, I got a can of Spam.
I'm not putting Hawk on my boat.
Somebody get me out of this room, please. I want to be on the boat.
Let's pick Tori up.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, name something that you put on when you get ready for bed. When you get ready for bed, what do you put on?
I mostly take stuff off.
Oh, no. Okay.
I mean, for bed.
Okay. So we know you sleep naked.
Yes.
Okay.
I do it for medical reasons. I read like in Japan they do this, and it actually helps their guts because they aren't squeezing them with underwear band all night. So you're more all natural.
Tom, you're not made in Japan.
We flipped you over.
I hope not.
Yeah.
I turn on the TV.
Okay, yeah, people mention putting on the TV.
Well, and to be honest, it actually gets turned on when I get home from work and just never gets shut off.
Okay.
It gets turned on. Yeah. It's because you showed up.
Yeah.
Okay, number one thing people put on before bed are pajamas.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I hate pajamas. I don't know how people sleep in them. They bunch up. They make you uncomfortable. They're hot. I just don't even get it.
I was thinking skincare routine.
Okay. Well,
got to go through those steps.
That's mentioned.
Who does that?
Hey, going back to pajamas real quick, you know, men actually prefer women who sleep in pajamas over women who sleep in lingerie.
I don't, A, know why you would even know that, and B...
It was in a report right here. Look at that. It's like, men prefer women in pajamas over lingerie.
Well, is it wintertime and she hasn't shaved her legs? Because the pajamas would cover that up and be kind of soft.
Yeah.
Whereas the lingerie would reveal it.
Some lingerie is not comfortable, too, when it's got that lacy stuff that feels like a loofah.
You get it, girl, right?
Right.
It's just not comfy and when that lace is cutting it.
And the thong ones.
Okay.
It's hard to sleep in, though.
32% like when...
30.
The woman sleeps in lingerie. 16% like, well, I'm not even going to say that one. They sleep like Tom, believe it or not.
Naked. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, it's for medical reasons, we know.
Well, I'm just saying, it's also comfortable. You don't have anything scrunching your pajamas do.
I will say, if you try and sleep in like an oversized t-shirt, I roll so much, I get wrapped up in it, and then I get choked out by my own shirt.
Little tootsie roll.
Okay, t-shirts were mentioned. You put on a t-shirt before you go to bed. I don't think that's the guys. I think that's more of the girls. So these are the top answers. You mentioned the lotion. So the girls put on lotion. I don't think the guys are doing it as
much. Some do, and it's recommended. My dermatologist said my dry skin I should be, especially during the winter months. I don't.
So, okay, so you got like cracked, ashy skin, and you put it on before bed. Because I'm thinking.
You say you wear underwear.
When you put the lotion on, it's like, does it stick to the sheets and stuff?
Yes.
Depends on the lotion.
Yeah.
My wife's sheets, she has to wash them more often.
Because
that's because
you sleep naked.
No, her side, because she's got lotion.
Because you slide out of bed in the morning.
I don't do that. You're such a sick person that you imagine that so much.
I can see you doing it.
I don't do that. I squinch up.
That's you getting up.
Okay. Some people, they actually they put on socks before they go to bed because it makes you sleep faster.
That is supposed to make you sleep better because if your feet are warm, it tells your body to go to sleep.
Now, we were talking about that, I think, the other day. I hate it halfway through the night when you feel hot and you want to take the socks off.
Well, it's not hard.
And you're trying, you don't want to reach down with your finger.
You don't have to.
No, you reach.
It's just your big toe.
Okay, yeah, you can use your big toe. You can do that.
Just bring your leg to you.
Oh, man, that's a lot of bending.
Yeah, you just got to kind of work it off with your toe. Like you're working out of a straitjacket or something.
I'll slice my leg up with my toenail.
No, you just use your other foot to pinch that one down, and then you slide the bottom one out, and then you put that one on the top, and you slide that one out.
You're not supposed to reveal the magic trick.
My socks aren't that loose.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like my feet are swole.
Okay.
Must be.
I have to peel them off sometimes.
Wow. Why do people put on?
If I have bigger socks.
Especially if they're sweaty. They're on my size, though.
What do people put on when they are getting ready for bed? Their cell phone and or TV, electronic device.
So by put on, you mean?
I guess they turn it on.
That seems like the opposite of what you would do with a cell phone, for sure.
I do that. It's not a great habit, but I scroll until I start to fall asleep.
It keeps you up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They put on a blanket, an extra blanket to stay warm. And then some kind of sleep machine was mentioned. Well, you got the rolling ocean. You might have the rain outside that goes drip, drip, drip. For me, I can't do the rain one because I feel like I've got some kind of leak going on in the house. Because the drip, drip, drip. And I'm like, that doesn't give me a pleasant feeling.
My dad pointed out one time that it's just a loop sound. And so, like with the waves, it'll be small, small, big wave, seagull, small wave. And once you realize that, that's all I pay attention to at night.
Like, here comes the seagulls. Here comes the big wave.
You would think now with like audiophiles being able to make them so big, you could not have to loop it.
Yeah. Or at least make it a little bit longer before you loop it.
Well, how fast do you fall asleep?
Not fast enough, apparently.
I fall asleep pretty fast.
I can't.
Really?
If I don't get focused on nothing. Then I will sit and think about whatever I'm watching or what I got to do tomorrow or stuff I need to do in my house.
I get into that, but I can't just think of nothing sometimes. It's
really?
Like,
can
I sit there? Really?
I mean, honestly, I thought you were really good at that.
Here on the show, I'm great at it, but just sleeping.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You ever try to get someone to leave you alone? You don't want to talk to them? I came up with an idea in the shower today of how to get someone to leave you alone. just tell them that you had a dream last night and you're going to tell them about it. I don't think there's anything worse than someone telling you about their dream.
Yeah.
I think dreams are kind of interesting.
And it would depend on who it is.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
What was it about you?
Well, just the fact of who the person is. If it's a close friend, I'm like, what did you dream? If it's a coworker, I'm like, I don't care.
What I'm saying is, if it's about you, you want to hear the dream.
It depends on who it is and what they dream.
Okay.
Well, it turns out a lot of us have the same kind of dreams, and that may be why we don't really care to hear other people's dreams, besides the fact that they didn't really happen and they don't really seem to mean anything that we understand.
See, I had this dream one time where I was given a speech. And my teeth started falling out.
Oh, yeah.
And so then I was talking to someone else, and she said, I had the same dream. And then it made me feel not as weird. So see, by talking about your dreams, it can make you feel like you are okay.
Then you're going to love this, because I have some of the dreams that people commonly have. And you can find out if your dream is something that other people have.
Okay. I dream a lot of the same type of dream.
Okay.
I can't find my clothes, and I'm naked.
Okay, the naked in public actually is near the bottom of the list, but about 40% of people have had the naked in public dream. Yeah. I'm surprised it's not more than that.
Is this like a horoscope, though? You're going to tell us what that person's supposed to be
no.
like? Like the person really wants to be naked in public?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Another one is a dream about killing someone. About 40% of people have had a dream about that. I don't believe I've ever dreamed I killed anyone.
No.
At least not without it being in self-defense, at least.
I mean, it's usually I think about that before I fall asleep.
Right, but you don't actually dream about it.
Yeah, I've never had that one.
This one's really interesting. A dream where you're pregnant, and even guys have these.
Really?
I think that's pretty odd. 46% of people have had them. I've never had a dream where I was pregnant. Mm-hmm. I've had a dream where I was so fat I looked like I'm pregnant. I've had a real life like that.
Could you find any clothes in that one too? What are you looking for?
All right, Tori, a dream where you dream that your teeth fall out. 50% of people have had that one.
See, it's normal-ish.
Yeah.
But you added the speech part, which really adds to it.
It's so traumatizing, too, because you're trying to keep it together during the speech, and so you're scooping everything back in your mouth. It is. It's so, and then you wake up just, like, soaked from drool.
So I have the teeth one, but my teeth don't fall out. I'm usually biting into something, and I hear them crunch and just start cracking and breaking.
Oh,
so that's my version of that. See, people don't want to hear about your dreams.
Yeah, I know.
That could be trauma because of all the stuff you've had with your teeth.
Yeah, I've had a lot of stuff with my teeth. So a dream where you're dying, over 50% of people have had that. Of course, they say if you wake up before you die in the dream, then that's okay. But if you don't, then you die. But no one's ever really been able to prove that.
Yeah, I've not had that one.
I've never died in a dream and died. I've woke up right as I died.
Gotcha.
Your wife said you died while you slept.
It just smelled like it.
Chilly night. Chilly that night.
That was just completely unnecessary.
Why do you do that? Sometimes it's like in the middle of the night, it wakes you up. You're like, wow.
All right. Yeah. Back to dreams. Uh-huh. A dream where you're in school taking a test and you don't know any of the answers. 56% of people. Mine goes a step further, and I realize I'm at the end of the semester and I have missed a class the whole semester, and I'm about to have to take that test.
I've had 12 years to get used to that feeling. So dreaming and I don't do.
Yeah, it's like I experienced that in real life.
Yeah.
But didn't know the answers to the test. For us disc jockeys, too, that we're not supposed to have any, you know, like music's always supposed to be playing. We're always supposed to be talking on the radio. And then you have that point where you can't figure out which button to push. And Tom's sitting there just talking. And I'm like, push the button or something. But I have that one as a disc jockey.
Yes.
But you can't yell to tell them. You're like, I'm trying to squeak it out.
And that's another one, a dream where you've lost your voice and you're unable to call or shout for help.
Yeah.
This happens a lot of times because you can't, you're trying to talk. And I'll wake my wife up sometimes going, because I'm trying to say something in the dream.
That's the chilly night, too. You make the same noise.
Okay.
Really hot.
No, I went too far.
A dream where you're hanging out with a celebrity. 60% of people have done this one.
I've had that one, yep.
Yeah, it's like it's pretty cool because you're like, I'm hanging out with this cool celebrity.
I had one the other night, but I can't figure out which celebrity it was. I was going to tell y'all when I came in. I'm glad I didn't because Tom said that dreams aren't.
They're boring.
Fun, yeah.
A dream about running late to something super important. 72% of people, almost 3 out of 4 people have that one.
Yeah.
They're running late to something and they're not going to make it in time.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a common stress dream. They say also a dream about falling.
Oh, yeah.
Almost 90% mm-hmm. of people have dreamed about falling. And that's the ones where you wake up when you hit. I dreamed I was falling one night. And I woke up on the floor beside my bed.
Oh, wow.
So I'm not sure that was a dream. And then a dream where you're being chased. 90% of people have had the dreams where someone is chasing you.
But you're running like a cartoon character, mostly just spinning in place.
And that's another one where I woke up grunting because I'm trying to run, but it's like I'm in beach sand and I can't push because your legs aren't cooperating and your brain seems to realize it.
Then you're like in a B-rated horror movie and you just fall over nothing in the woods.
Yeah, you keep falling over and over.
And like that commercial where you go hide in the shack that has all the swords and the
I've not seen that one.
It's a commercial for something where they hide in the.
They're like, quick, he's coming after us. Let's hide in the scary abandoned shed with all the saws.
Yeah. Yes,
Well, hopefully this has made you feel a little more normal to know that you're not the only one having these dreams. And like Tori found out.
And if it was so boring, this conversation, that you fell asleep and had a dream, you know why.
Call us and tell us what it was about.
Well, this wasn't telling our dreams. This was letting you know dreams you may have had that other people have had. So now you don't feel weird.
Oh.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
It is Torture Tuesday, and we got to thinking about how the President Trump is talking about getting rid of pennies.
Yeah.
And you always see those need a penny, take a penny, got a penny, leave a penny, little jars besides the cash register.
Yeah.
And it's for people who like maybe need 2 or 3 more cents to round out the top of their bill so they don't have to break a change or anything.
I've used them many times.
Okay. Yeah. Well, have you ever abused them?
No.
That's what we're going to have Cato do this morning. We're going to have him go to a convenience store and see just how many pennies he can take and how much change he can take out of that without getting in trouble. We sent him out already. We're going to check in with him now. Cato, where are you at?
I'm at, you want me to tell where?
Is it a chain?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, we won't say exactly which one because we don't want anyone going and messing it up.
Yeah.
All right, what we want you to do, we're going to test out today whether or not you can use the need a penny, take a penny, have a penny, leave a penny box or tray or jar or whatever it is. And see whether or not you can use that to actually buy items at the store. Yeah, go on in and see if they have enough pennies at the counter to buy anything with.
Okay.
Is there a lot of people shopping?
There's one lady in here shopping.
Okay.
And one behind the counter. Okay. They got a lot of pennies up there.
Perfect. Go up. Is there anything by the penny jar that you could actually buy?
Hey. Yeah, there's some candy.
Okay.
In a big tub.
That's actually perfect. Here's what you do. Go up to the penny thing,
okay.
Take out pennies, and then every time you take out pennies, put a piece of the candy beside it.
Okay.
So it's obvious right away to this lady that you're planning on buying with the money in that thing, and just see what she says.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if she says anything to you, you got to use your own money. Go, I don't have any money.
Hey there, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm okay. This is right here?
That's right.
All right, I'm just going to grab pennies right here.
Okay. You really only supposed to pay one penny there, but...
Okay. I'm sorry. I just need some candy. There's for that piece. Hang on.
Baby, you can't do that.
I'm just going to get a few pieces.
Baby, you done took some pennies.
Yeah, I'm just going to take a few more.
That's for people to go over on the gas and stuff.
I got to have all the different flavors that you got here.
Well, then maybe you need to find a quarter because you can't take all them pennies.
I just need a few more.
Cato, dump the pennies out.
No, I said, I get in trouble for this stuff.
Well, I mean, you got a lot of pennies here.
Dump
the
pennies
for
out.
A lot of people to come in here throughout the day.
Maybe let me just get, I'm going to get a bunch of them.
No, baby.
Hold on. I'm just going to count them out right quick.
Focus, you need the munchies, it's fine.
Tell her that it says you need a penny, you take a penny, and you need a penny, and you need another one and another one.
But see right here, it says if you need a penny, take a penny.
A penny, not the whole jug of pennies, all right?
I just need several pennies.
I'll let you have pennies, and you can have one piece of candy, all right?
I need more. Can I just have 3 more?
Ask her if you can buy one and then leave the store and come back in and then buy another and keep doing that.
Nice. You let me buy one.
That's right.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and eat this one. Now, what if I come back in here, like, leave and come back?
If you come back with your own money, then you can buy some candy.
You come back and get some more pennies.
No. You're only supposed to get one.
Hey, Kato.
Boy, I'm going to beat you out of here myself.
Walk out the door.
You ate a piece of candy right up in here.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
All right. What, now walk back in and do it again.
She watched me walk out the whole time. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Hey, how you doing?
What you doing back?
I just need to get some bubble gum.
I told you no. I said, and you had pennies. Yeah. Out of here!
Don't hit me!
You can't get up on out of here!
Can I have one more piece?
No, you already had a piece of candy.
Can I just go ahead and take a piece?
No, you can't take. No, I'll get in trouble. I got people in here waiting to get their gas or something.
I know. Hang on, y'all. I just want to get three pennies.
No, don't want them to hang.
Just 3 points.
No. I said put it down.
Tell her, fine, you ain't ever coming back and spending any more of their money there.
I will never come back and shop in here anymore.
Oh, that's good. I don't want to see your face in here.
No more.
Now, ask her, how can you stay in business with an attitude like that?
You can't stay in business with an attitude like that.
No, not what people...
I got customers yelling at me.
I got to take care of these people.
I got all these people in there looking at me. One woman, as a customer, said, get out of line.
All right. Well, good job, man.
Thank you.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know what? I think Amazon has saved relationships because men don't have to shop as much anymore when they go out with their significant other.
That's interesting, because I feel like Amazon gets me in trouble in my relationship.
Oh.
Whenever that box arrives, they're like, well, who ordered this?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? When women go shopping, it's totally different than when men go shopping. Because men go shopping, they treat it like a mission, and it's like they execute it with precision.
It's like Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
And that, with me being pregnant, John doesn't want me going anywhere by myself now, which means he goes on my TJ Maxx trips, and it's awful.
Yeah,
because all I want to do is walk around aimlessly, and he's like, got what you need? Let's go.
Yeah.
Why does he go everywhere with you?
It's very protective.
I mean, you have a phone.
Yeah, I know. But
and society. Society, they're helpful with the pregnant ladies.
What is?
Society. Like, if you see a pregnant lady having problems, you get help for them.
I'm not going to lie. I have not noticed the difference.
Hmm. You know, you got the lady, she's in the shopping mode, and she's pulled over in the side of the aisle with her hands on her knees, breathing hard. It feels like you got a car that's broke down on the side of the road. So you can call and help her out.
It's a struggle.
You and John have a good relationship because you tolerate stuff I would have a very hard time with.
I'm not going to be mad at him for wanting to keep me safe.
No, but like you say, when he's taking you shopping, just to go when you want to do a girl's shopping trip.
I learned if I get him a Starbucks beforehand, he'll give me a little bit more time. So I just give him a little treat.
So when men are shopping, though, they got the target, and they go in that store, they've targeted what they need, they get out, they flee the scene, kind of like, you know, a crime scene.
It doesn't have to be Target, it could be Walmart.
It could be. But they grab it, they pay for it, and they head on out. For the girls, though, it's like a passion shopping. Like, they can spend the whole day just shopping. It's an experience, and it's an event, it's a hobby for some of them.
I don't think this is always true. You turn a man loose in Best Buy, and it's a whole different game.
If it's the
right stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of times they say, and these are, it's very interesting because they ask men, you know, what store have they not set foot in when shopping? Bath and Body Works. 52% of men said they have not been in a Bath and Body Works.
And the smells show it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Come on, they got some good scents.
You've been in there.
I do like their soap. I do like their hand sanitizer too. Plus, they got some men's like bourbon for men. It's a body spray.
I will say, as the father of a daughter, I've been into a lot of stores I wouldn't have, like Ulta. I would have never stepped foot in Ulta in my life, but now I've got a daughter and I've been in there. And I know I can tell you where stuff is in Ulta.
Yeah, a lot of men though have not set foot in an Ulta before.
I have, and I don't have kids. But
it's a makeup store.
I
just
go
for
with
those.
My niece or my little buddy, Lillian.
Okay. Also, 57% of men said they've not set foot in a Victoria's Secret.
I can't anymore.
No. Okay, Tom. You know, Tori, you worked at Victoria's Secret.
I did.
Did you see a lot of men in there?
Not a lot, but yeah. I will tell you, the couple who came in, they were some interesting characters.
My wife used to work there, too. She said they were all about upselling.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you gotta, would you like a bra with that? Mm-hmm. It's like it was always trying to get you to add one more thing.
Super size.
Don't fries with that. So how about any guy like walk up to you and say, hey, you know what? You're about the same size as my girlfriend. Any stories like that? Or
not that specifically, okay. But I had some where I had to redirect to, I was like, that's more of a Spencer's kind of gift.
Oh, my.
We don't sell that stuff here.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I like Spencer's.
I'll bet you do.
Okay. 33% of men said they've not gone into like cooking stores like Williams-Sonoma and stuff like that.
Oh, I like that.
I do, too, even though I'll never buy anything because it's expensive.
It is.
It's kind of neat.
Plus, I mean, yeah.
Plus, during the holidays one time, they were giving out free apple cider.
A lot of men cook, so I could see that being both ways.
I like it.
Candle stores.
They smell good.
Yeah. Now, yeah. I've been in a candle store. I like candles. That's where I.
That's not my thing, but you are. You sit around your bathtub with candles and listen to new age music.
If I could fit in my tub, I would too, Hawk.
Is it a small one?
Yeah, I have an old house. You know that.
And of course, women clothing stores. That's one that guys hate to go in. For the girls, though, they don't like to shop at the Bass Pro or the Cabela's as much.
Huh? Yeah. My wife, she likes that kind
of
stuff.
I like it too.
I like to go look at the fish in the aquarium.
I do too.
That's fun. And all the heads that are on the wall, like the deer heads and the moose heads and all that.
And you know what's crazy? I've been to 3 Bass Pro Shops, not one of them in this town. Huh. I've never been to the one here in Greenville.
Oh, really?
I've been to Sevierville, Charlotte, and the beach.
I consider myself a pretty seasoned shopper. Honestly, I can find something anywhere we go.
Okay, so there's no store that you go, I just really don't want to go in there, John.
No, he'll be like, let's go to Palmetto State Armory. I'm like, let's go. I'll find something.
There's some good stuff in there.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? At Cabela's, you are not allowed to use those animals for like target practice with the bow and arrow.
Okay, well.
I'm just saying, I learned that.
And you can't take a boat out on the pond inside.
No, or go swimming in the aquarium.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
One dude did that and got in trouble.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Not locally, though, right?
No, but it was at a Cabela's or a Bass Pro Shop. They went that. You know, they've got the giant freshwater and saltwater or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Someone went swimming in there.
Hmm.
So that's kind of crazy.
Prank.
It wasn't, but it would probably be a good one. Not that we're suggesting people do that.
No, don't. I wouldn't get in that thing.
I mean, those fish look like they could eat you.
Uh-huh. Dang, I thought we had a new Torture Tuesday.
No. That scares me.
Okay.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.